First person, present tense, positive. Being myself and having fun. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Being myself and having fun. Living in the first person, present tense, positive. Now. As a little child, I grew up being myself and having fun. As a little child, I grew up living in the first person, present tense, positive. And a little child, I grew up now. From my birth, from the birth that I have, the birth that every being has, I was born into the idea of being myself and having fun. This was just my natural way to be. This is the natural way of every child. To be yourself and have fun. To be myself and have fun. To be myself and have fun. And to live first person, present tense, positive. First person, present tense, positive. First person, me, present tense, now, positive, joyful, and positive. Yes. These are the criteria that every child has. These are the criteria I grew up with as a child. These are the criteria you grew up with as a child. When we move away from that criterion, usually because we're expected to be more responsible and to take responsibility in life, when we move away from the criteria of being ourselves and having fun, we become less and less our divine self. We become less and less our original purity and integrity. We become less and less expressing our reality. Now, there is no reason, there is no reason under the sun why we cannot return to our original purity and integrity and express it once again. There is no reason why we cannot be ourselves and have fun right now. There is no reason why we cannot live in the first person, present tense, positive in everything we do. I've been living and teaching this philosophy now for all of my life. I was not really conscious that I was teaching it, conscious that I was living it. I just was living it. And many moments I would wake up and I'd realize, hey, this is cool. This is the way to go. This is a great way to live. And as I would come to that attitude, as I would come to that awareness, as I would come to that consciousness that I'm doing that, it would be a deep inner feeling of bliss, a deep inner feeling of contentment, of right action, that I'm doing the right thing, that all is right with the world. And every time I would come to that feeling, that blissful feeling, I would have such a feeling of joy in my heart, such a feeling of delight in my world, that nothing else mattered at all. Nothing else made any difference whatsoever. It was wonderful. I lived as a child. I thought as a child. I dwelt as a child. In a childlike state. And I guess this is what Jesus talked about. We must become as little children to enter the kingdom of heaven. Little children have that ability to do nothing wrong, to do everything right, perhaps is a better way to say it. Little children have a way of doing everything right. A little child, by its very innocence, is forgiven of whatever an adult feels a little child should do but is not doing. This innocence, this genuineness of a child is a reality, is our original purity and integrity. This is our reality that we can all express right this minute, right in the now. Be ourselves and have fun. And as we do that, life becomes more and more exciting in every possible way. Now, here at the University of Healing, for many years now, We've been teaching the simplicity of being yourself and having fun, and the idea of first person present tense positive. To all of our students, we teach, we want you to write an essay every single week on what the chapter is that you have been reading. In that chapter, what did the chapter say to you? Write 100 words, specifically 100 words, and it's a miracle how after a few weeks of writing 100 words, you just naturally write 100 words, because this is what you have put into your consciousness. You just naturally do it, because this is what you have put in your consciousness, and this is what you experience. And so, because you're training yourself to write 100 words every week on the lesson that you have been reading, you write 100 words. You encapsulate the lessons that you've been learning during this week, that you have been putting into your mind. You've been drilling into your mind the thought that you're living in the first person present tense positive. And these 100 words talk about the first person present tense positive, the first person, that's you, now, and positive. These three aspects of writing ideal essays that express what you have learned, what I have learned from the lesson that I've been reading this three times every day, 7 days every week. And at the end of the 7 days, I write the 100-word essay and do the little quiz, and I do 100% on the quiz because I have put these conscious ideas into my mind, and I have so subtly put them into my consciousness just by repeating them, reading them again and again and again, that I make these issues mine. I am being myself and having fun. And even I notice right away after the first week of doing my work, after the first week of studying and thinking and learning these beautiful truths, that my world is changing. My world is changing because I am changing. It's not that my world is changing, it's not that I am changing, even though I just said that. It's that I am awakening to my reality that I've always been. I'm awakening to my divinity that I've always been, my original purity and integrity, which has always been there. And I have drifted away in my thought from that which I am. And when I drift away in thought from that which I am, then I drift away in experience from that which I am. When I drift away in thought from that which I am, I drift away in those activities that I'm doing from my original purity and integrity. I can claim it again. I can reclaim it. I can acknowledge it. It's not a matter of reclaiming it and acknowledging it so much, but just being it, being myself and having fun. I am myself and I have fun. I am divine. I am divine. I am divine. Oh, yes. I'm dealing with a couple that are very dear to me, and they're interested in having a child. They're married for some time, and they would like to have a child. And his picture just flashed up on my computer screen, and her picture just flashed up on my computer scene, and I said, "Hi, Papa. Hi, Mama." And I am changing my attitude about them. Previously, I thought of them as they were experiencing without a mutual child. And now I see them with a mutual child. I see them, "Hi, Mama. Hi, Papa," living in the first person present tense now. I see it done for them. Now, when they change their attitude about themselves, when they no longer see themselves wanting a child, but having a child, then they will have that child. But they cannot have that child until they see themselves with that child. Have they gone out and bought the bassinet? Have they gone out and prepared themselves for this coming child. But the evidence isn't there. That's right, the evidence isn't there because they haven't put it in their consciousness yet. Oh, they've talked about it, they've worried about it, they've wished for it, but they haven't prepared for it. Now, any desire we have in our heart, if we prepare for it, just as though it is actually so, right now, then it is so. When you desire to marry some beautiful person, and you see that beautiful person, and you bless them, and you love them, and you look for their good qualities, you look for their good thoughts. Perhaps they don't demonstrate those good qualities to anyone else except you, but you look for them, and you find them, and you fall in love with them, and they are beyond reproach. They are the most delightful, the most significant people on the face of the earth. You just say, wow, 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 I found paradise, I found heaven. And keep that thought all the rest of your life. Keep that thought forever. Realize that's who you are. That's the dream that you are. Yes. And flashing up on the screen of my computer are all of the, not all of the photographs, but just a couple thousand photographs that I've taken within the last year or so. And these photographs are telling me the story of the students in my life and the people that I know and the people that I love so dearly. And one young man just flashed up, and he had been telling me of his problems. And I said, tell me of your solutions. And so he starts telling me of his solutions. And little by little, he returns to his original purity and integrity. Little by little, he returns to that I am myself and I am having fun. I like me. And healing and wholeness are right on the edge, the threshold of his thinking. And as he thinks in the first person, present tense positive, as he lives in the first person present tense positive, he experiences his first person present tense positive. Many of my students, and they delight me with all of my heart, with all of their heart, many of my students say to me, you know, I have been reading the courses of the University of Healing. I've done all of them. I've done the undergraduate, graduate, and postgraduate courses, and I have all of the degrees and all of the certifications and all of the training that the courses can offer. But for some reason or other, I'm not demonstrating what I want. And I say, go back and do the first course as though you had never done it before. Now, don't say, I've been there, done that. Just do the first course as though you had never done it before. And so, with integrity and honesty and belief in my conviction with them, they do the first course again, starting at the very base and going right through the total of the 30-week course. And as they do that, they begin to have a new view of themselves. It's like watching a movie the first, second, third time. Each time you watch a movie, you see things in the movie you hadn't seen before. You see things in the movie that you were too busy in the excitement of the story at first, and you didn't see the little details that were there. But then you begin to see them, and then as you see it again and again, pretty soon you realize that, hey, the real emphasis, the real impact of the movie was not what you had seen first. Not the storyline, but it was the intuitive line that flowed so beautiful in everyone's life, in every experience, in every story. And so students who take the course of the University of Healing, the first course again, even though they've taken all the courses, find that they have a renewed awareness. What bliss they had the first time they took the course was absolutely nothing compared to the new awareness they have the second time. because they're now reaffirming these facts. They're reaffirming the truth in the first person present tense positive, and they no longer are fighting trying to do it. They're no longer fighting the technique, but they're flowing with the technique. They're flowing with the way that it's done. Being themselves and having fun. They're no longer fighting that because this is what nature says. You have responsibility. You must do these things. Well, being first person present tense positive is our greatest responsibility. Living in the first person present tense now is our greatest responsibility. Liking ourselves is our greatest responsibility. Being ourselves and having fun is our greatest responsibility. Yes, our greatest responsibility. And as we write these 100-word essays once again, we find that we have chosen a whole new direction for these essays, because the second time we go through the program, the third time we go through the program, our light begins to shine brighter and brighter. Our motivation changes from one of perhaps gaining a certification, one of gaining the ability to be a minister, one of gaining the ability to serve others. And our motivation changes to one of serving ourselves, being ourselves and having fun. How wonderful this is. Returning, even as we've been taught to return, we must become as little children to enter into that kingdom of heaven. And that kingdom of heaven is within ourselves. And to enter into the kingdom of heaven within ourselves, we have to become little children again. We have to go back in our attitudes and go back in our thinking and our talking and our being to being ourselves and having fun. Oh, it is so wonderful. It is so beautiful. It is so powerful. It is so impactful. It is so what we are. Now, are you ready for that experience? Are you ready for something so wonderful? I am. Oh my goodness, I am. Every day I live this. I talk this. I share this. I am this. Last night, Ingeborg gave me a very, very big compliment. I walked out of the video room in through her office as she was working on her computer. And her printer had run out of ink cartridges, and she would have to be without printing ability. So I went in the other room and took a printer that wasn't being used and attached it to her printer, to her computer. And Sylvia went into the other room, and she found all the ink cartridges that had been for that other printer. And she brought those into Sylvia. So both Sylvia and I did a little gesture for Ingeborg. And Ingeborg grabbed my attention as I was walking through the room, and she says, "Herb, you are unconditional love. You're always thinking of ways to make my life beautiful and everyone's life beautiful. Herb, I am so happy with you. Herb, I feel so good." And I thought to myself, wow, that lady is wonderful. That lady is great. That lady is good. And then I remembered Sylvia coming in with a box of cartridges for Ingeborg so that she would have enough ink to write and do all the things that she loves to do. Being myself and having fun. Someone mentions a problem and I think of a solution. Their printer was out of ink. There was no way to get ink cartridges for them. Give them a different printer that we're not using. The simple thing. And I was so in tune with being myself and having fun. What would I do if I ran out of ink and I needed to print some things? I'd put another printer on. I would just borrow a printer from somewhere else. And that's what we did. I did for Ingeborg what I do for myself. Sylvia did for Ingeborg what Sylvia does for herself. Ellen does for all of us what she does for herself. She lives first person, present tense, positive. She lives this every moment of her life. Sylvia lives this every moment of her life. Ingeborg lives this every moment of her life. And I talk about it at every meal. I talk about it at every sitting. And every time we get together, I'm telling, be yourself and have fun. Do what comes naturally for you. Return to your original purity and integrity in your thought. Live the wholeness and the greatness and the joy that you are, because you're fantastic, you're wonderful, you're glorious, you're beyond anything life could ever imagine, because you're you. If every student could just return to their original integrity, take all the courses, true, because once you've taken them all, you done that accomplishment for yourself. And then you go back and you redo the work. You return to your original purity and integrity. You become as a little child and you enter into your kingdom of heaven within you. And life was beautiful before, but it becomes more beautiful. Healing is yours. The desires of your heart are yours. That little baby that you love to have, as many married people would love to have another child and another child. And that little child is yours now. There's nothing keeping that child from you except your thought. Your thought that you don't have it yet. See it done. See the healing done. See the relationship done. See life done. Live now, now, now. And when you live now, oh, how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. Join with me in living this blissful, happy now life. First person, present tense, positive. Living now. And know that I'm right there in your pocket. I'm right there blessing you, loving you, seeing you be all that you are now. And it is done. I love you. I love you. I love you.